Unit station on 2 for PWS 2.
Munich with you on 2, go ahead.
Yeah, I have opened PWS 2 and it has the laptop, the main Columbus screen open. It does seem to be unresponsive though. There's a pop-up box that popped up when I opened it that says uncaught exception, but it's blank other than that title. And I can't seem to, like, close anything, and I don't have any option to reboot the computer for a soft reboot. So I'm just wondering what you'd like me to do.
Copy. Thank you for taking this one up. So in that case, we would like you to perform a hard reboot. I have the steps for you and the procedure when you're ready to copy.
I'm ready to copy.
Okay. We would like you to please step into procedure 2.199 PWSD activation and follow step 3.
Okay, step 3 of 2.199. Munich station on 2.
And Munich with you on 2.
Okay, I've completed that. Step 3 was just telling me to do a hard power off, so I just held that down, but it does not tell me to repower it, so let me know if you'd like me to turn it back on.
And copy, thank you for following those steps. So we have some steps to initiate the boot, and we'd like you to then step into procedure 2.110 PWS activation and follow steps 1 and 2 to initiate the boot.
Okay, 2.110.102. Munich station on 2 for PWS 2.
Munich with you on 2, go ahead.
Laptop has been rebooted, and I'm back at the lap app homepage. All data are purple, though, right now. Maybe it just needs more time. But I do see in the upper right corner, display refresh is green, and actually now everything, well, almost all fields have now turned green.
Munich copies, Jessica. Thank you. That's really good news. We see it here also, and we'll take it up on ground, the server actions. Station Munich on Space Ground 2 for Jessica and PWS. Hi, Jessica. Sorry, we got caught up in the handover there. And to inform you that we see it on the ground 2 and we'll continue further actions from the ground. So thank you for all of your support.
Okay, so I'll just close the lid and put it back where I found it.
Yes, please.
Okay, copy.
And just to inform, please put it back in the same configuration that you found it. Thank you very much.
All right, copy. Sure thing.
Houston, Chris on 2 for step 2.9 of 11.2.201.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I am complete up through 2.9 and ready for CQ safing. You are go for CQ safing.
Copy. That is going into work.
Copy into work. Thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris at your convenience.
Chris on 2.
Hey, Chris, we got the CQ safing in place, so when you get to step 7.9, you have our go.
Chris copies go in 7.9. Thank you.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for PWD and any available crew member.
With you on 2.
Hey, just calling to give you a last call. If you could ping your fellow crew members, make sure everybody is done with PWD before we step into this unavailable period. We appreciate it. Let us know.
All right, thanks for the heads up. We're doing our last call now, and we will let you know when everybody is set. Thank you.
Sounds good.
And station on 2, we are all set with PWD. Your go for commanding.
Houston copies. Thanks.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Sophie and Ivy Jin.
Huntsville, Station Sophie on 2 for Ivy Jin.
Good morning, Sophie. We are ready to get started on Ivy Jin if you'd like to get started early. Up to you.
Yeah, that's great news. Thank you very much. I will take this opportunity. Indeed, the only problem is now I've been looking for the extension camera cable 2 meter for quite a bit, and I did not find it, so maybe I should either look more, or if you have an alternate location. What I found in the CTB was extension camera cable 3 meters and not 2 meters, so it's the same part number, except it ends with 301 instead of 302. So happy to have your thoughts on this.
Copy, you found the 3 meter. We'll double check for the 2 meter and get back to you.
Thanks.
Station Huntsville, 5302 for Sophie and extension cable.
If she's listening in too.
So Sophie, no need to keep looking for that 2 meter cable. You can use the 3 meter for today's activity, so that'll serve the same purpose.
Copy. So I'll take the 3 meter and a serial number, and just as a heads up, all of them are in Ziploc bags with some cameras attached at the end, so just request your go to detach the camera and just leave the camera in the Ziploc bag in the same bag.
You have our go.
There you go.
Houston Station on 2 for Walter Johnson.
Good morning, Andre. Go ahead.
Good morning. I'm ready for the transfer, and I have a yellow number 1517, that is in T, and I'm ready for step 2.3.
Okay, Andre, yeah, in step 3.2, you can expect a 26-minute transfer time, and with that, you're go in 3.3.
Hey, copy. 2.7 minutes.
2.6 minutes.
Six, thank you.
And so from Sophie on 2 for IVGen and step 5.10.
Sophie, you are go in 5.10.
Go in 5.10, thanks. And so from Sophie for USB camera extension cable.
Go ahead, Sophie.
Actually, this cable is not a USB to USB. So there's one USB on one hand, and on one end, and the other is this type of connector. So I guess it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work to connect to the LSG laptop.
Copy. So we're checking. Station Huntsville, Sophie, back with you on 2. We would like you to please double check in that 1.0 CTB 5320. That's where we're tracking all of those cables to be. We know that they will look really similar, and you dug through there earlier. If you can't find that A to A cable in there the second time around, will you let us know? We can look for another alternate location.
Just a bit confused. You want me to look again in 5320, which is IVGen 1?
Stay firm, please.
Okay.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Andre.
Houston, Station on 2. Could you repeat that last call?
And Station, yeah, Houston had called Andre regarding the edit at Phil. Nothing for you guys.
Okay. Do you want one of us to go get him? He's in the Russian segment, I believe.
Yeah, we ended up calling him on Space Ground 1, and he is where, in fact. I see him translating through.
Okay, copy. Thank you. And so from Sophia 2 with good news.
Did you find it?
Yes, I did. Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo. Perfect. Good news.
Yeah, and apologies for my first search, which was not, successful, but yeah, it was in a different type of bag, hidden between all the stuff that was, the CTB is kind of overstuffed, in the end, I've got this, so great.
I'm glad you found the sneaky cable.
This was station on 2 for the transfer.
Go ahead on Space Ground 2.
Houston, transfer host is disconnected from PWD and system bypass valve back to registration station.
All right, Andre, appreciate the help with the fill. Thank you.
Thank you.
Angel from Sophian 2, standing by for step 6.
Copy, we're putting our software update in work. You can expect about a 5-minute wait. While you wait, what does the smellometer say that the LSD work volume smells like?
That's a very interesting question. Now it smells neutral, but I noticed after some experiments, after when you did the cleaning, I mean, how do you call this? Sorry, my brain is. Well, when you do the decontamination, that's it. The decontamination after, it smells a little bit like the airlock after an EVA, but very light, like very, very light. But right now it smells neutral.
Very interesting. We'll might do decon later, and then you can give us another test.
Yeah, I need to go grab this very high-tech sensor that I used the other day.
All right, well, I can give you a call when our software update is complete and we are going step 6, but I'll let you know.
Did you say that I'm going step 6?
Negative, apologies. We'll have about a 5-minute wait.
Okay, 5 minutes. Yeah, for sure. Call me when it's good.
Houston, Chris on 2, checking for safing in step 1.2 of 74-0793.
Chris, we can confirm that safing is in place.
Copy safe. Thank you. Proceeding.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for all crew members. TWD is now available.
Station copies. Go for water. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Sophie. You are go in step 6.
Huntsville Station, Sophie is going step 6. Thank you. From Sophie on step 7, do you want me to adjust the zoom of the screen, or is that good enough for you?
Sophie, we're good for now. We will power on the payload and let you know if we have any adjustments.
Okay.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Sophie. You are good to go in step 8.
Good to go in step 8. Huntsville from Sophie for the value in the update merge time, step 8.3.5.
Checking. And Sophie Huntsville on 2. We are good with the 1,423 seconds. You're good to move to 8.3.6.
Okay, 8.3.6 with the actual venue, 1423 seconds. Huntsville from Sophie for step 8.4.3.
Sophie, that field time that is displaying is a good number. You're good to proceed.
Okay, good number, 2652. Huntsville from Sophie, step 8.5.3.
Good number. Keep moving.
Number proceeding. Huntsville from Sophie, step 8.6.3 with a use rotation CNTR.
And Sophie, that's the correct setting.
Copy. Good setting. Continuing. Huntsville from Sophie for step 8.10. I guess you see the screen I have.
Copy. Sophie, we see. Check in for next step. Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Sophie. The pump not rotating is expected. We're going to change the configuration, so you're go to move on to 8.12.
Okay, moving to 8.12. Huntsville from Sophie, checking for step 8.12.3.
You've got it in 8.12.3. It'll use the pump duration. You can move on to 8.12.4.
Moving to 8.12.4. Huntsville from Sophie, step 8.17. There was only 2 seconds of pump rotation.
Copy, 2 seconds. Checking.
And just as a heads up also, I did not report you because it stopped immediately, but the previous one, the purge on step 8, decimal 11, it was also the same. It was probably 1 or 2 seconds of transportation that I could also hear, but not the, the 1 minute that is described in the set.
Copy that. Thank you. Station Huntsville, Sophie on 2-4 Sophie. We're going to try to power cycle the IVGen pump. If you will exit the off nominal menu and go to shutdown, and then we'll power cycle it from the ground and let you know when we're ready to try again.
Okay, going to IVGen main menu, ready to shut down. And that's done. Here, go to power down from the ground.
Copy, thank you.
So from Sophie, I see hardware and software initialization complete, and I'm ready for next action.
Copy, Sophie. We see the same. You can pick up in step 8.12. We'll use the pump duration again, and we'll see if it works this time.
Copy 8.12 with a pump duration. Okay, I'm about to start the purge water line, and I double-checked if we had indeed used pump duration.
Copy, thanks. Here go.
So from Sophie, request go to pause the purge. It's all nominal here. It's been already a minute and 30 seconds.
Sophie, you are go to pause the purge. Just to verify, did you see the pump head spinning?
Yes, I could see it very well and could hear it as well. So all looks really nominal here.
Wonderful, Sophie. All smiles down here. You are good to finish out this procedure.
Okay, good. And just in here, I select pencil purge, I suspect.
Affirm.
Okay. So from Sophie, in order to close the work volume, I will need to change the gem camera. Is it okay for you?
Affirm, you can move it. We don't need this view anymore.
Okay.
Houston, station on 2 for starboard CQ.
Chris, we have you on 2. Go ahead.
Hello. I am complete with the blockage prevention net repair and am ready to proceed in step 14.2, 11.2.201, ready for intake fan checkout.
All right, Chris, we copy. Just give us 2 minutes to put the commanding in place, and we'll call you right back.
Copy. Thank you.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Chris and crew quarters.
Chris on 2. I feel good ventilation, and the fan sounds fine to me.
Thanks for the report. You're go to continue.
Copy. Go to continue. Houston, Chris on 2 for 14.8, 11.2.201. Intake access panel installation is complete.
We copy, Chris. Thank you.
And just one confirmation that you do actually want me to set the fan speed switch to low. I know we currently have a restriction on high only for this CQ. I assume we're going to take some measurements at different settings, but just wanted to make sure that setting it to low is correct.
Checking. Chris Houston on 2, yes, putting the fan speed on low for now is just fine. Later on, we will be doing speeds for low, medium, and high when we do testing.
Copy all. That makes sense to me. Thanks for checking.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris and your timeline.
Station Jets on 2, you welcome aboard. Gem Cam 2 for Airlock Ops.
Station on 2 for Jack, we have a good view. Thank you very much for setting up.
Scuba Station Jack on 2. And step 2.2, the differential pressure on the airlock hatch gauge is 0. Looking for a go to open.
Scuba copy is 0. You have a go.
Scuba Station Jack on 2 for step 2.1 of the ORU transfer, identifying the table extension screws.
Copy. RP Jack. Chicken.
I found a fastener bag, serial number 1001, and in it was primary screws, and it says, here, let me show you that other part of the bag. I guess my question is, the procedure has a part number, but there's no part numbers on the screws. There's a picture of what they look like, but there's two screws of roughly the same length that appear to have different threading. But I guess it's just the one where there's four identical runs, right? Because I need four identical ones, so it must be the ones on this side of the screw caddy.
Station 2 for Jack. Yes, we confirm these screws are identical and you can use it.
Okay, thanks.
And also, Jack, step 2, decimal 2, you have a go.
That's about that. Thank you, sir. Oh, and 2.2.
Houston, Chris on 2 and 16.4 of 11.2.201 are ready to activate recorders.
We copy, Chris. Hey, and also, just to give you some flexibility in your day, and we're certainly not asking for this, but if you wanted to step into the CQ air measurements, now or any time before it's currently scheduled, we are happy to support that, but just want to give you some flexibility in your day.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I think that actually, you know, while I'm in the CQ kind of mindset, I think I might just do that now and push my crew departure stuff till after midday meal. If that works for you guys, I really appreciate the flexibility.
Absolutely, Chris. That works for us. And be advised, there may be some duplicate steps in the air measurement activity, some things you just did. So don't be surprised if you see that and just work through them.
Copy that. Copy there may be some duplicates, and I'll just do what makes sense. Copy all. Thanks for the heads up on that.
You bet. Station Houston on 2 for Jack. When you have a moment to talk to us, you look like you have your hands busy.
Jack on 2.
Hey, Jack. We have an 11-minute LOS coming up in about 16 minutes, and the timing of step 7.2 for you is where, if KU is available, do a video tour. So we may likely, you may be there at that time. So to get around this and make it easier on you, in step 7.2, if you want to take the cabin camera that we see you with right now and do those objectives, we're recording it on board, and then we can just downlink it at a later time once we get KUL AOS.
Okay, copy. So if I do, if I get 7.1, 7.2, and there's no KU, I will just do it on board. It'll get recorded, and you guys can watch it afterwards.
That's a good read.
Cuba Station, Jack's on 2 for step 5.2.
Go ahead on 2, Jack.
Okay, in step 5.2, I'm trying to make sure I've got the correct slide table bracket. In the procedure, the part number ends in -301. In the stow notes, it ends in -302. And on the thing that's called.
And Jack Houston on 2. We're having a little bit of blockage prior to this LOS. We have 2 minutes left. And Jack, we did hear your original question. The part that you have in your hand, we believe, is the correct one. You can proceed with that.
Houston, Chris on 2 for IMV measurements, step 3.10.
And Chris, you are go on step 3.10.
Copy all. And I just wanted to gut check my measurements here. I got a much lower reading for intake outlet number 5 than the other four, and just wanted to check if that was expected.
Chris, let us check into that, and we'll get back to you.
Okay, yeah, copy all. I'll proceed with the measurements on low and then on medium.
Sounds good. Station Houston on 2 for Chris at your convenience.
Yes, on 2.
Hey, Chris, we did check into the intake outlet 5, and we also have recorded in the past that that one has been giving us lower readings, so you're in good shape.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. Yeah, the setup here is pretty finicky, so I just wanted to make sure. Yeah, and I think that there could definitely be a fair bit of uncertainty in these measurements just from small changes in sort of position and setup. So I just wanted to pass that on as well.
We appreciate it. Thanks.
And Chris on to for VelociCalc.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I'm complete with the VelociCalc measurements, and I just wanted to check in. I know there's been a lot of sort of concern over the measurements in the starboard CQ before, that you guys have a chance to take a look at them before I put all the stuff away. I'm happy to sort of stand by in case there's anything else you might want for them.
Copy, stand by. And Chris, we appreciate the offer, but right now we do not have Occam's available, and we don't expect to get it back for another hour or so. So as long as you have recorded those readings into the procedure, we'll get them down in about an hour, an hour and a half. And so in the meantime, you can proceed with buttoning things up.
Sounds good. Yep. Yep, sounds good. I'll get everything buttoned up and put away. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris.
Houston, Chris, with you on 2.
Hey, Chris, wanted to let you know, we forgot to include a couple steps as you close things out. If you haven't already done it, because it may be pretty obvious, we need you to reinstall the intake diffuser panel and the inner acoustic blanket.
And yes, I did that. Let me just double check. I removed the blanket, but I did not remove the panel when I did my measurements. I'm not sure if I missed a step there. I took the measurements on top of the diffuser panel Velcro and then put the blanket back on top afterwards.
Copy, checking.
And Houston, Chris, if you're looking at the procedure, it's got to be on top of the diffuser panel, because otherwise those diffuser vanes that are shown in Figure 8 are not present, because the vanes and that whole diffuser assembly is part of the panel.
Good catch, Chris. Yeah, it is just the blanket that we need installed.
Okay, cool. That makes sense. And yep, I followed after I buttoned everything up, so should be in a good config in there. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Copy. Thanks. Station Houston on 2 for Chris.
Houston, Chris on 2.
Hey, Chris, one last thing for that CQ. We would like for you to take the fan speed to high.
It burned. Yep, it should be on high now. So it should be in that config.
Copy. Thanks.
Houston Station on 2 for Note 3 Bambi.
Hey, Jessica, good afternoon. Step 1.1, the Note 3 Ramvi has been inhibited. So you're a go.
All right, copy your go. Thank you, sir. Houston Station on 2 for Ramvi.
We're listening.
I'm not sure that this knob is behaving exactly as expected. It does come to a hard stop in both directions, like full warm and full cool. The procedure says to push it in. If you push it in, you can kind of override that hard stop. So just wanted to make sure. I think I'm at the full warm hard stop because I'm turned all the way clockwise. That would be your step 1.3.
Checking. And Jessica, just so we can verify, per figure one in that procedure, is the knob fully turned towards the full warm, like the roughly 5 o'clock, 5:30 position in figure one?
Well, that's the part that's kind of not expected. It's actually all the way at like 6 o'clock at the hard stop, but I think that's also because when I was pushing it in, like you can kind of overcome where that set point is. But right now, if I go full clockwise, it hard stops at 6, and if I go full counterclockwise, it hard stops at like 8 o'clock. So it seems like it's, you know, Yes, at full warm, and there's like a 2-degree differential, kind of like where that space is at the bottom. It just seems like it's rotated a little bit past the diagram where you would expect it to end.
Copy. We understand. Give us 1 second to talk it.
Copy.
Okay, Jessica, thanks for those words. Good news is that we're seeing good data on the ground that it is in the full warm position where it's at right now. Before proceeding, if you can take a picture of where the knob is relative to relative for figure one, that'd be great. That would help us for future procedures once we recalibrate this hardware.
Sure thing. Use Sensation on 2 for MV.
Jessica, go ahead.
I took pictures of the dial at full warm. I can also take pictures at the full cool, but I'm assuming you might not want me to rotate it to full cool right now.
Yeah, Jessica, thanks for the offer. Right now, we want to leave it at full warm, so appreciate it, but we'll leave it as is.
Okay, copy. And then I think the other note for this for the future, the procedure says push in, and you don't have to push in. You just turn the knob.
Okay, copy all. That's great data. Appreciate it.
And then confirm I'm still waiting for your go for 2.1.
And Jessica, perfect timing. All of our commanding is complete, so you're a go in step 2.1.
Out you go. Thanks, Matt. Use Sensation on 2 for MV.
Jessica, go ahead.
Yeah, I guess I'm just looking for clarification of what this procedure is trying to accomplish. It seems, as I read further, that there was looseness in the knob, and we're trying to adjust it so that it's not loose. However, when I started, the knob was not loose. I've tightened these extender screws. They tightened a little bit, but then the hex head just kind of skips almost as if they're stripped, so I don't think it will tighten any further, and they're both kind of the same. But if we were trying to, you know, what exactly is the problem that we're trying to remedy?
Yeah, Jessica, great question. The goal is just to readjust the knob itself to be more in line with where full warm and full cool would be from a hard stop perspective. And Jessica Houston, back with you here. I think I walked you into a 20-second teeter's handover. Hopefully you copied my list.
I don't think I did. I was just saying that I did tighten those extender screws. I don't know that it accomplished much, but I guess I should just continue on with the procedure.
Yeah, basically the objective is just basically to readjust where the hard stops are relative to full warm and full cool, so that the knob is more aligned with the markings. And hopefully that gets us into that good final config or close enough. And then also while I have you, could you just, you did say that the hex head itself was damaged or stripped. Is that true?
It's kind of hard to tell. At first when I got it in there, it did seem to tighten a little bit. But then, you know, when I try to tighten it any further, it just kind of skips in there like as if it's stripped. It's so small and the axis is kind of difficult, so it's hard to get a really close look. But I believe that it is tightened as far as it'll tighten.
Okay, Jessica, copy all. That's super helpful. Yeah, so we'll just continue with the procedure as written. We'll definitely have some follow-up steps and maybe iterate a little bit on knob positioning. We did see some ratty data, so we'll just take that in stride. And, again, we might have you go back and forth a couple times just to get good data.
Yeah, and it's impossible to not move the knob while you're tightening those things, so the data could be because the knob was moving a little bit as I was doing those operations. It's back at the full warm now.
And Jessica, we're actually seeing good data that it's at full warm. Just want to verify, is it the same positioning or clocking for previously when you took the picture and before you actually did some work on the hardware, or is it different?
I thought you said the point was to make it different, so I'm making it different by putting the knob on at full warm. I have the knob at 5 o'clock. The first set screw in, and it seems to be holding at that 5 o'clock. So I think that we are indeed accomplishing the objective. I just have one more of the set screws to get in.
No, Jessica, that is perfect and what we wanted and expected, so appreciate that.
Use Sensation on 2 for MV.
Go ahead.
All right, Matt, that does seem to have worked. It's lined up now with full cool, hard stops at full cool and full warm, and for the procedure, I am back at full cool in 2.7. I think the important note for this procedure would be to remove that, like, push in, because I think, you know, maybe that was, when I first read it, I was like, oh, I guess I have to really push in on this to make a turn, which, you know, may have been contributing to the looseness. You don't have to push it at all, as I mentioned. It's just a dial that you rotate.
Yeah, Jessica, that's great feedback. We'll track that for the future and copy that you are at full cool now. And just to read back, the full cool setting is aligned as expected, a.k.a. the complementary angle to the full warm, just a full stop counterclockwise. Is that true?
Okay, sir.
Great. The Ethos team is looking at the data. Thanks for that. Stand by.
Yes, you're welcome.
And Jessica Houston, back with you. You are go in step 3.1 for the closeout.
Copy, go for closeout. Sensational 2 for MV.
Good.
So the RAMV, it's left at full cool right now for the procedure, and I took pictures of it at full cool. Do you want another picture at the newly adjusted full warm, or do you want me to just leave it there?
Hey, Jessica. Not required to take another picture at full warm. You describing it being lined up as expected is perfect for us, so appreciate that. And then just a reminder, step 3.2 there lets you guys change it to whatever preferred setting you would like, so you're going to do that.
Okay, copy. Yeah, it's interesting. None of us have ever touched that dial. So, yeah, we will just leave it where it is, or maybe I'll put it right back in the middle, kind of where it was.
And Jessica, we were laughing because we were just asking and joking about how you guys probably never touched that dial, so thanks for verifying. And just for your awareness, before you started the procedure, it was at full warm, so not sure if you want to put it back in that setting or just change it to see how it feels. Up to you guys.
Okay, copy. I think I'll leave it in the middle for now, and then we'll see how it feels and adjust from there. Thank you.
Good plan.
Houston, station on 2 for CDM.
Go ahead on 2.
I'm trying to work through this CDM procedure, and at 3.6, after I turn the CDM on, after it's connected to the laptop, it says that I should turn it on, and the CDM should say connect on it, but that is not what is happening. The CDM just turns on and goes into its normal sampling mode. This is different than, I remember I set these up before the EVA, and it was like zero issues. You know, they would just immediately go into to connect mode when they're connected to the laptop. So something is not working right, or maybe it's changed in the settings of the CDM or the computer. I don't know if you guys have any ideas.
And Chris, copy all. We understand your question. We're taking a look, and we'll get back to you in a couple minutes.
Okay, copy. I will just turn off the CDM for now, since I'm assuming you don't want us to just log CO2 data in node 3.
Yeah, it sounds like a good plan. Thanks, Chris.
Houston, Chris on 2 for CDM. Just an update. So CDM 1028 was not working, but CDM 1021 does seem to be in connect mode. So I'm going to keep downloading the data for this one, and then I'll try the other one again.
Hey, Chris, you're 2 steps ahead of us there. So we were thinking that you were using 1028, which actually saw this signature previously. And, yeah, 1021 is what we want, and that one should be working going forward. So appreciate you doing that troubleshooting on your own.
Okay, sorry. That's my mistake. All the CDMs and the cables were temp stowed in a bag next to the MedOps laptop, and I must have just misread it, and I thought we were doing both of them. Sounds good. Yep, I see it's just 1021.
Hey, no worries. Good config. Thank you.
Houston, Chris on 2 for CDM again. I was able to get it to connect, but when I click on the download data, the program crashes. I get an error box that pops up that says an error has occurred in your application. If you choose ignore, you should save your work. If you choose close, your application will terminate. So I'm not sure if that's, I'm guessing that's unexpected. I was thinking maybe it's worth it restarting this computer, but because I've tried it twice now and gotten the same results, looking for words.
Checking. And yeah, Chris, rebooting the computer is a good troubleshooting step for now. We're also going to check to see if there's anything additional we can offer up if that doesn't work.
Copy. I'll give it a shot. Thanks. Houston, Chris, sorry, one more question about the CDMs while I have you. So, just a question about stowage for them after this. I had actually found them. They were just in a Ziploc bag temp stowed next to the MetOps 02 laptop. And so I have CDM 1028, which has a filter on it, as well as CDM 1021, which does not have a filter on it. And I just wanted to double-check for the stow note, do you want me to restow these back into the location referenced in the stow note? I just want to make sure you're tracking that 1021 currently does not have a filter on it.
Okay, copy. 1021, no filter. 1028 does have a filter, and we will check on the stowage question. We'll get back to you on that as well.
Got it. Thanks. Houston, Chris on 2 for CDM. Unfortunately, no joy. Even after rebooting the computer, I still get the same. Whenever I go to download, I get a data log error. An error has occurred in your application. If you choose ignore, you should save your work in a new file. If you choose close, your application will terminate.
Copy, checking. Station Houston on 2 for Chris. Back with you for some more troubleshooting.
Chris on 2.
Hey, so we're expecting that data to actually be transferred to the server, and we're not seeing MetOps 02 online right now. So if you can help troubleshoot it for us, in the Node3 Midbay 20 port switch, that's in Node3 Deck 4, specifically looking at port 2, we were expecting an Ethernet cable that would be driving that data to be connected. Can you check that port and verify that there is indeed an Ethernet cable connected? Again, that's port 2.
Oh, well, there is no Ethernet cable plugged into the MetOps 02 computer, so that might be part of the problem. There is an Ethernet cable in port 2 of the 20-port switch, though. I can trace that and see if that's plugged into anything, and if not, plug that into MetOps 02.
Okay, Chris, that is a perfect plan, good essay that it's not connected, so that's probably the culprit. You are go to trace that wire and see if it connects back to the MetOps 02.
Okay, that wire was not connected to anything. It was just kind of in the rat's nest of cables down here. I plugged it into MetOps 02.
Awesome work, Chris. We're going to see if the data comes online, so we'll keep you posted on that. Stand by for a minute. And then we also do have an answer to your stowage question, if you're ready.
Okay, yeah, and just to clarify, though, like the data I don't think actually transferred. The program crashes as soon as you try to click data transfer.
Yeah, Chris, totally understand. We think that fixing it will help that and clear that error, though.
Okay, do you want me to try again with the download process?
Yeah, not yet. Just give it a minute or two. The Pluto team's just checking to make sure that everything looks good on their end before we attempt it.
Okay, copy all. And, I'm ready to copy stowage deltas.
Yeah, and Chris, first, for 1021 not having a filter, no concerns. That's a fine config as far as we're concerned. And then secondly, you can stow 1021 per the stow note, and then also stow 1028 the same way per the stow note.
Good copy. No worries about it not having a filter, and I will stow per the stow note. And I assume just take the filters off and put them in, like, the place in the CDMK where they're normally kept.
Yep, A firm. That's a good plan.
Copy.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris.
Houston, Chris with you on 2.
Okay, Chris, you are go to reattempt. We think it's in a good config. If that doesn't work, unfortunately, we will be out of any options for today, so we'll go ahead and stand down. But fingers crossed, we think it should work based on the config we're seeing right now. And again, go to reattempt.
Okay, copy. I will reattempt. Houston, Chris on 2 for CDM and MetOps 02 laptop.
Hey, Chris, hoping for good news out of that LOS.
Yeah, it seems like it was able to download the data. When I went to the next steps to clear the data, the program crashed, crashed the whole computer. So I restarted the computer, and What's interesting is you're not able to log in on the MedOps 02 computer when the network cable is plugged in. So maybe that was why it was unplugged. When you try to log in, it gives you an error about this computer not being trusted on the domain or some words to those that effect. But I unplugged the network cable, and then it let me log in, and then I replugged the network cable in, and I was able to clear the data. So I guess I just have one question about that, what state do you want us to leave this MedOps 02 computer in? I know before I did these first CDM ops, it was completely unplugged from anything and was just stuck on the wall in Node 3, and we plugged it in when we did the first setup of the CDMs. How would you like us to leave it now?
And Chris, copy the interesting login signature. That's something we weren't expecting, but we'll note that for the future. And you are good to leave it plugged in its current state as is.
Okay, yep, that makes sense. And yeah, I mean, I think you guys are probably tracking this, but this computer is like set up much older and much different than all of the other SoCs, you know, older version of Windows. The you know, service pack that pops up on the desktop is not our current service pack, all that sort of thing. I assume you guys are tracking that, but I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, the Pluto console is nodding their head in agreement. We are tracking that, and apologies that it's not as current as some of the other computers that you guys are used to interfacing with on station.
I mean, hey, no problems working with the Windows 7 computer. I think it's more just that I think the procedure and plugged into the network and on the Node 3 app firewall.
Copy all. That's a good plan.
Houston Station, Jack's on to First Origin.
Jack, go ahead.
I am on the hunt for HAPCTB serial number 5241. It is screw suitcase for Menon Alpha 1 Bravo. So this Node 2 forward, hunted around Node 2 forward, Node 2 deck, PMA 3, with the barcode reader, and haven't seen it yet. So I'm hoping maybe you guys have some notes, or maybe you can help me find it. And also, I've been hunting around an IMF for Anil's seat issues, and I'm not really sure how to look those up, so I'm hoping for a location for those too, please.
Okay, Jack, we copy all. We're checking, and we'll get back to you.
Okay, great. Thanks so much.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack.
Houston, Chris on 2. Jack is in the PMM, but I let him know he knows that you called him, and he will give you a call back when he can.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, it's relative to some stowage questions that he asked, and we do have 6 minutes till a pretty lengthy LOS.
Copy all. I can take a message if that's helpful.
Well, Chris, actually, you can help me with another question we have. We did not necessarily see Andre come into Node 3 for his ARED photo TV session. Since we're coming up on the LOS, if he's not there yet, just a good reminder to set up the camera so we can record his exercise session would be really appreciated if he's not there yet.
Okay, yeah, he is not here yet. I will set up the camera, though, and I will pump my head in and let him know.
Okay, Chris, and before you do that, if you want to take the answer to the stowage for Jack, if you're ready to copy, I can read them up to you.
I got the camera set up already, and I'm ready to copy.
Okay, well, the second question he had is looking for Anil's shoes for CVS. There is a 1.0 CTB serial number 5141. That should be in Node 3 F2. You should be able to find them in there.
1.05141, Node 3 F2. Copy that.
And while Jack is there, he's also looking for Anil's suitcase. We think you should look there as well, just in case the suitcase ended up there.
Next with you on 2 now, and I copy all those notes, actually the handsome and powerful Chris Williams found the CTD that I was looking for, and I'm obligated but also proud to call him my hero for finding these things for me.
All right, well, kudos to Chris, and that's really good news. And then before the LOS, Jessica, if you're listening, I just want to give you a preemptive go for something if you're near an APU.
I am listening, and I was just waiting for Jack to stop talking so I could call you, so I will take your go.
Copy. Just in case you get to the EVA battery ops init, step 27 has an MCC go. You are go, given that all channels show charge, assuming we have no come. Sorry, that's step 21, not 27.
Okay. Okay, sorry, I think I stepped on you there at the end. I was going to just call you and ask if I could get that started early. I'm going to start it now, if that's good with you guys, and understand it's go and 27.1, assuming they all say charge. So if they don't, then you just want me to kind of pause up there and wait till we have comms.
Yeah, Jessica, good readback, and it's just step 21, step 21. And when all channels show charge, you are go to continue. If they don't say charge, just hang out for a bit until we get comm back, and then we'll take it from there.
Okay, copy that. Yep, I've got the procedure up now, so I see that in step 21. All right, I'll get started on that now. Thank you.
Awesome, and we will see you guys on the other side of the LOS.
You sit in our lock on too.
Jessica, go ahead.
Well, battery ops are completed. Just wondering if I can step into the MedOx activities a little bit early.
Copy, good news, and you are go to step into MedOx early.
There you go, I'll do that now, thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie and AGA checkout.
Houston, the station Sophie on 2. I was about to call you literally like 10 seconds from now.
Hey, we're really good at reading minds down here, but if you'd like, you probably noticed a pretty decent LOS coming up, so you can get started on that and perform step one. That'll put us in a good config from a camera field of view and initial check standpoint, and then afterwards we can hit the ground running on step two after the LOS.
That'll be great news. I'll start with step one, and then we'll start from there.
Perfect. Sounds like a plan.
On step one, XTP, the serial number of the battery is 1025, and LED status is 4 green LED, so all nominal.
Copy, good report.
Houston, Sophia, on two, node 2.2 has a wide field of view. Let me know if you want me to zoom in so that you see the details of the AGA.
And copy also, if you stand by, we're still getting that camera routed. And Sophie, we're on board with you with video. If you can zoom in so basically we only see the AGA, that'd be super helpful.
Copy, Mark. Okay, that's done, and let me know if you want me to pause here until the end of the LOS.
Copy all, Sophie, and I actually lied. Apologies. If you could zoom out a little bit so we can also see the pump and where it is relative to the AGA, that would be appreciated. And, yeah, we probably would be able to do a couple of steps, but we think it would just be cleaner if we stopped here and then picked up after the LOS once the field of view is good.
Okay, so I'll pause until after the LOS.
Copy all, and that is a good view. Thanks, Sophie. We'll see you on the other side.
Okay, see you on the other side.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie. We are back after the LOS.
I'm here too. Houston from Sophie. So in the meantime, I also read this the reference for AGA sample pump checkouts. And this is why I end up with this configuration and the AGA reading being upside down. So let me know if it's okay for you that it's upside down. Otherwise, I can find another solution.
And Sophie, that works for us. I'll just do a handstand here in MCC, and I should be able to read it just fine.
Okay, because otherwise, I mean, if I put it this side, it would be the correct right side up, but then it blocks this vent here. So what do you think? What do you prefer? You tell me what you prefer, actually.
And Sophie, either way works. How you had it before was perfectly fine. If you like it this way as well, it works. We should get good data either way.
Okay, so it's not a problem to block this one here. So to put it like this.
Yeah, Sophie, no problem blocking it and putting it down in the way that you have it right now.
Copy. So I leave it like this and we'll work not on a henchman, although it could be very funny.
And Sophie, I'm sorry, we're going to have to go back one more time. We're actually thinking about it a little bit more, and we do not want to block those holes, so apologies. So if you can flip it back to the way it was, it should be a pretty easy flip. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, so go for the headstand.
Copy all, and looks good to us. Thanks, Sophie.
And from Sophie, we had good battery life, and still 3 minutes, 30 seconds to go.
Copy all, and copy 3 minutes, 30 seconds left.
Houston, from Sophie, on step 3.2, I understand everything that's nominal in here.
Copy, all nominal, go to continue.
Right. Step 5.1, serial number of the AGA symbol pump is 1002. And I have ready as well the sample probe 1002.
1002, both good numbers.
Then from Sophie on step 8.1, AGA hose serial number 1002.
1002, good number.
Houston from Sophie, I reached the end of step 9, and to all looks nominal, and request go to the next step in the execution note.
Copy, checking. And Sophie, you are go to continue, but we just want to verify that there is a good bend radius on that hose.
Is it okay with what you see right now on the screen?
Yeah, Sophie, sorry to leave you hanging. We're just taking a look. 1 second.
Sure.
And Sophie, sorry about that. Looks good. You're go to continue.
Hey, go to continue. And from Sophie, during the NOS, I already performed the steps with a Kapton tape on a sample probe 1005.
Copy. Go to continue. And Station Houston on 2 for Jack. We know you're studying your OBT, but we just have a question on Jody install and a possible request.
Steve, Jack's with you on the deuce.
Jack on the deuce. Going back to Jody install you completed this morning, first question is, do you have a video ready on an SD card, and if so, can you transfer it to an SSC so we can take a look?
There was no card in there. I was under the impression you guys are recording it. I don't know if that's true or not.
And checking.
And from Sophie, while you were checking about Jack's thing, just wanted to report that all is nominal for this sample for 1005.
Okay, so Sophie, copy. Good news. Right now we don't have KU, so we can't take a video view of it, but if you can take a photo, that would be super helpful.
Okay, otherwise, let me check when KU comes back. Oh, yeah, okay. I'll take a photo, and am I go to continue?
Yep, you are go to continue.
Okay, and basically I have exactly the same results as the previous probe.
Okay, we copy all. Thank you, Sophie. And Jack, back with you on 2. We actually had a misunderstanding of how the video was recorded here on the ground, so that's on us. We definitely have the video available. We'll work to process it so you can go back to studying. Apologies.
Yeah, no worries. Happy to help if you need another recording or video of it tomorrow. And anytime I get a study break, I'm happy. Thanks.
Yeah, Jack, copy all. The activity that we need the video for is actually tonight, so we're going to take a look here on the ground, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible if we need extra help, but right now that's not expected.
And from Sophie, double-checking that I'm go on step 12.1, I did the pictures.
And Sophie, copy all. Step 12.1, you are go. And just a reminder, when you do stow everything, stow it all disconnected per the XTP above Echo.
Yeah, copy. I read that. So all will be disconnected when stowing.
Copy. Thank you.
And from Sophie and Tufer, stowage question.
Sophie, go ahead.
Quick question. So I see everything goes by into PM port to Bravo 1/Charlie 1. Do you want me to stow? I understand from the stow mode, because it's not indented, that I stow all the items, not inside the CTB, but just inside the rack. Is that correct?
Good question and checking.
Thank you.
Sophie Houston on 2 with answer.
You on 2?
Hey, apologies on that. Yeah, into the Ziploc, then into the locker would be our preference.
Help you all. Just as a heads up, this locker is really stuffed. I'll try to close it, but I think it's slightly overstuffed. So give me 5 minutes and I'll be back to you with the status of this.
Okay, Sophie, copy all. If you can get it in, that'd be great. In the meantime, we'll try to find a backup location if that doesn't work.
Okay, thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for alternate location for Sophie stowage if needed.
Houston from Sophie on 2. I have a blue box activity, so I'll go there, but I'm not done yet with the stowage. I'm not happy with the configuration, but I'll think with you right after.
Okay, sounds like a plan, and we do have an alternate location for that Ziploc, and we can call that up once you're done with your conference.
Right, so just very quickly, the Ziploc was okay, but the Ziploc also contained the pump, extra pump, so it had 2 pumps. And so it had the pump 1002 and 1005. I don't know where the other one came from, but so I stowed the 2 in the Ziploc in the location. The AGA did not fit, so I did put the AGA into PMM port 2_delta. So the AGA went into there, and the Ziploc bag went into the nominal configuration. But I really think we should do a better job in this storage of things into Ziplocs into racks. It's really not ideal.
Okay, Sophie, yeah, we copy all, and we could circle back after your conference to see if we want to do any make-betters on the storage.
Okay, thank you. I'm from Sophie on 2 for storage.
Sophie, go ahead.
So, just wanted to sync up with you with the previous configuration, and if you were tracking everything, or how can I help understand the big picture, or I don't know. Let me know if the configuration that I described you was well enough described, or if you need more changes for me to do, or I don't know.
Yeah, and Sophie, big picture, if you're happy, we're happy. And just to summarize, everything in the bottom part of that stow note is in the location as listed, other than the AGA, which is in the Delta locker. Is that true?
That is true. The only thing that is not as in the stow notes, well, or I don't know how it should be, but in the 24x24 Ziploc bag, there's the pump and hose serial number 1005 and pump and hose serial number 1002.
Okay, Sophie, we copy all. We are good with that config, and we'll make sure our tracking information is updated. And it sounds like you had one more follow-up, so go ahead.
Yeah, and plus, of course, I did not list it, but it was per stow note. So plus, inside the same Ziploc, the 2 probes, 1002 and 1005.
Yep, copy. So 4 pieces of hardware total, 2 probes, and 2 hoses in that Ziploc.
Yeah, actually, and 2 pumps as well.
Okay, Sophie, we do like the config, and just one final verification, and we assume you checked this already, but everything fits inside that Ziploc bag, inside the locker, and all the hoses and connections are not kinked or anything like that. then we'll be happy.
Yes, I double-checked this, and this is why I decided to not put the AGA inside the same locker.
Okay, sorry about all the back and forth, and that sounds like a good plan, and like I said, we will update our tracking here on the ground to make sure we're in sync with what the config is on board, so thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Sorry, it took a while for me to describe all of this, but it was a bit of an unexpected switch situation. Thank you.
No worries at all. Thank you for helping us out.
Okay.